Guys, when I was, oh, you want to?
Yeah, you have to call it out first.
Just to know, we're going to go a little out of order for Mar Mekhan, so go ahead.
Vaishya, the share this week is being sponsored by the Nishvash of Avigdor Menachem Ben Ramar Chitzvi Olo Shalom. Nice to have Rabbi Leaf back.
Mishneh Bershus Achad Reyai Choshvet HaMelech HaChomim Mocham Tishol Teira. They actually look over the Mar Mekhan, so they prepare very well. If you think for Nala Yom. And the Teira Mendi. State in the Mishnah in Sukkah and Afchafem and Aleph, Shluchei Mitzvah Pturin Min HaSukkah. Shluchei Mitzvah Potter from the Sukkah, the Hainu, whether they're going for Pidyana Shvuyim or they're involved in another Mitzvah. Shluchei Mitzvah, even though they're not actively involved, they're sleeping at the riverbank, Hotnitzaton, they're also in that Mitzvah, so they're Potter from Sukkah. Choylin, those that are ill, Umesham Shemeyan, those that serve them, Pturim and Asukah. So the Gemara, Frekta Kasha Mino Ali Mili, the Tana Rabbona Beshift, Rabbe Beisecha, Prat Oisek B'mitzvah. So come to Chois, that we have a Chiddush in the Mishnah, that someone who is Oisek in the Mitzvah, or for example, Pidyon Shvuyim, someone who's a chayla, someone who's providing and taking care of the chayla, assisting him, that individual is part of Menasukah. Frechts of the Pnei Yeshua Gevaldike Kasha. Why dafka when it comes to Sukkah? Oisik b'mitzvah, part of Menasukah is for every mitzvah. You learn it from B'shift Rabbe Veisecha. When a person is Oisik in a mitzvah, he's part of from Kriya Shema. So why does the Mishnah dafka have to highlight the inyan of Oisik b'sukkah is part of an amitzvah. Haloi ha de shluche mitzvah pturim in asukkah ze loy din miyuchid b'elcha sukkah. Ele shu din b'cho mitzvah sa teure. She oisik b'mitzvah part of an amitzvah. Yal afina lo mikriya shma dechsev b'shift rabbe v'isecha prat loisik b'mitzvah. Vim kein lo me b'masnis nishne din ze she part of an asukkah v'loy nishne b'shar mitzvah sa teure. Peshu wants to know what's so special about sukkah. And he says one would think that algemein oisik mitzvah is part of the mitzvah because it's sheval taisa. When it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, it's b'kum v'aseh. You're not going to say kriya shma, you mevatel li'aseh b'sheval taisa. You're not going to blow the shofar for whatever reason, take the lulav and esrog, eat the matzah, it's b'sheval taisa. When it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, it's b'kum v'aseh. You end up eating and sleeping and drinking outside the sukkah. Listen to the Pnei Yeshua. D'loidomi mitzvah sukkah l'sham mitzvah s'aseh she'enon ela b'sheval taiseh kishibotel mehem. Masheki b'sukkah ikanami isura b'kum v'aseh. He says there's an isur of kum v'aseh. You're eating outside the sukkah, you're drinking outside the sukkah, you're sleeping outside the sukkah, kish'aychel v'shoyse v'yoshun chus l'sukkah. Lochein k'toni b'maslishin sh'oysek mitzvah potem ha'mitzvah, afil mitzvah sukkah, sh'oyver ha'mitzvah sukkah b'kum v'asei sh'oychel v'yoshun chus l'sukkah. So according to the Pnei Yeshua, the act of eating outside the sukkah is not just refraining from being mekayim the mitzvah, it's kilo is an isra asei. It's more than just the act. It's not stamshat sheval taisa kum v'aseh. Why should that be an afkimin? But according to the Pnei Yeshua, does the mamash an isra say? You're violating the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. The halacha is if you want to eat, it's got to be in the sukkah. Don't chiv to sit in the sukkah. Except for the first night. You want to eat, it's in the sukkah. Eat outside the sukkah, you're being over. You want to drink outside the sukkah, sleep outside the sukkah. Kums again.
What's it,
but
in the pasuk, it's mashma.
Oh, no. The pasuk is mashma anything. Just b'shofar of gemecha, but kriyishma, that's all it's mashma. Because anything else.
Anything.
No, if you put it from kriyishma. It says, b'shiftach b'veisecha. If you're involved in a mitzvah, you're put it from kriyishma. This pasuk exempts you from kriyishma. But not in Yisra'asei, talking about, it is this kasha. In other words, the Pnei Yeshua's teretz is like this. The pasuk tak is talking about sheval tais. It's not about kum v'asei. B'shiftach b'veisecha is the pshat. If I have a mitzvah of Kriya Shofar, and I have to be Kriya Shema, And there are many that say that even if it's Evshalas B'Dacherim, many say that if it's a Tircha, you're not Mechoyiv in the second mitzvah. So Kupta Chayshi Pata because of B'Shiftcha B'Veisecha. When are you Chayiv in Krishma? B'Shiftcha B'Veisecha. But if you're doing another mitzvah, you're Pata. It's parting from the mitzvah of Kriyashma, which is Shiftcha B'Veisecha. Any mitzvah is going to part you from Kriyashma. But maybe it only parts you from B'Shiftcha B'Veisecha. It doesn't part you from Kavase. So Mele, Mishnah's Mechadish, that even by Sukkah, where you're over Yisra say, because you're eating and sleeping and drinking outside the Sukkah, still say that Isaac mitzvah is part of Menasukkah. Aber frage chapash tekashe. So where do you see it from the Pasuk? According to the Teretz and the Pnei Yeshua, it's Goshvel. He's telling me the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Dafka says a case of Sukkah, because I wouldn't think Sukkah. Sukkah's Kumvase. Comes again the Mishnah, and it says that not only B'Shev Al Taisa, like the classical case of B'Shiftra B'Veisech of Kriyashma, but any time you're involved in a mitzvah, even if it means being mevatel, a mitzvah like sukkah, that's kumvaseh, that's an Israel say to eat out at the sukkah, you can do so. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That's a great chiddush. Where do you get it from Midani Mili from? It's such a great chiddush that that's not the pshat of B'Shiftra B'Veisech. This dafka leave it from B'Shiftra B'Veisech. The Terence is going to cash it. The Pnish of Frek, what is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is too great for the Chiddush. Malarit is from Kriyashma, Mekenish learn from Kriyashma. Because Kriyashma Shevel Taisa, this is Kumvasei. You're going yet, you're being Mavatl, B'shtei Yedai, in the midst of Sukkah, by eating, sleeping, and drinking outside the Sukkah. Then he calls it Israasei. And you tell me that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, but how do you get there from Mishiftah B'Veisach? L'chayra, Isaac, Mitzah, part of the Mitzah should only be Kumvasei, B'Shevel Taisa. Because the litmus test, the Limud, you learn it, the control is Kriyashma. Kriyashma, you're Mevatel B'Shev Al Taisa. You know, any Mili that you can be Mevatel B'Kum Vasei. So the Pnei Yeshua is Teretz to the Chiddush of the Mishnah thing, and here's 90, it's Gevaldik a Pirkel Guf on the Pnei Yeshua. How taka do we know this? If taka you're being Mechalik between Shev Al Taisa and Kum Vasei, how can you taka learn from the Mishnah that Sukkah is Pater? You're going to be Pater also. In a Kum Vasei, it's different than Shev Al Taisa. Chedusha Ritva, which is the Rashba, some say Rashba is the Ritva, the Bramasku Masnisen, Frekta Kasha. Oisik B'Mitzvah patters you from another mitzvah only when you're involved in that mitzvah. Vim Kain, what do I need a Pasuk for? Why do we need a Pasuk to tell me from Kriyashma, B'Shiftcha B'Veisecha, that when you're Panim in a mitzvah, Shemachoyiv in Kriyashma, when you're Isaac in mitzvahs, you're Pata, you're doing one mitzvah. Make a taste to leave one mitzvah for another mitzvah, to Gvaldik Akasha. Vastavach B'Chlal HaPasik. You tell me the Pasik B'Shiftcha B'Veisecha teaches me when I'm doing one mitzvah, I'm Pata for the next mitzvah. Avada, why should you leave one mitzvah for the other? Why should you do one mitzvah more than the other mitzvah? Yes, Shloimar. So, he says, Oisik b'mitzvah potter mitzvah means that there's no other mitzvah, that it's a dvar reshus, that you're potter. The Hainu, you would think, I'm doing one mitzvah, I'm potter from the other mitzvah. But if I elect to do mitzvah number two, I can do it. Zok de nein, it's a dvar reshus, and it's also to do it. You're mufka from the mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah is a limud that you can't leave that first mitzvah. Listen to his lashon. The kamash malon da filu boilo aniach mitzvah zu lasis mitzvah acheres gedoyla imena ain a reshus b'yada. You're giving Moshe to the leaf a ride, and now you got Rav Steinman. Give him a ride. Dump leaf and grab Rav Steinman. How do I do it? You want to dump? Excuse Rav Steinman for the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim for a b'kiveger for the Rambam for Moshe Rabbeinu. Can't do it. You're middle of one mitzvah. Ain't harshus b'yada. He says, "Okay, that we would think if two rehu de mifti minei avoli boil mishbeg bo lumevet idoch harshus b'yada. He's part of an eschayvus, but if he feels like he wants to do the second mitzvah, he loves this type of mitzvah. Maybe this greatest chav for that mitzvah he wants to do it. He has a reshus. Komash malon cave on the potter menacheres hayetzloi achshav kedvar shal reshus kedavar shal reshus." The Asur Lo Niach Mitzvosoim Im Neidavr Shishol Rishos. We held on Maisa. That's Mamish Aptur. That means there's no Chiv now. That means don't multitask. That's the bane of our generation. You want to do 19 things at one time. You're doing one thing, you focus on that one thing, you don't do anything else. We have a Mechanic HaDogol, or Shiva Mechayim Bolin, Rabbi Yanovsky, Kenach Zogin. You can't do 19 things at once. You got to focus on your Talmud. You're doing one mitzvah, Zok the Ritva Chiddush, that it's Osir, because that's only your Rishus. And how do you leave a mitzvah for a Dvar Rishus? As I Zok to. So, Yev Shalas Aydei Acherim is different Shilas in the Rambam. From the Rambam, it's Mashma. Let's say you're learning Torah. Isaac mitzvah is part of my mitzvah, and the mitzvah comes to hand, Yev Shalas Aydei Acherim. So he says you can be vatal to the mitzvah if you're going to be Chayza Miyad L'Talmudai. And the Diak in the Rambam, L'Cherif Yenisaiti, is that when do you have the Heta? Only when you'll be doing the other mitzvah, then there's the Heta of doing that instead of learning Torah. But if you're not going to be Chayza Miyad L'Talmudai, so there'll be a time of Bittel that you're not being Isaac in the mitzvah. So there are different klolim about Yev Shalas Aydei Acherim. But this is the classical mitzvah. You could do two mitzvahs. And you should know the Achronim right that even if you can do both, if it's a Tirchi and a Machoyev, we'll get to this. But L'chayra, according to the Ritva, Gevaldige Chiddush in Ptur. Ptur doesn't just mean that, you know, you have an option, you can stay with what you're doing, if you want to do it, you can do it. Ptur Pater means Pashit, it's Osir, because it's a Rishus. As I said to Ritva, Arish. So Vayis Techois, it's not just a din and Ptur from doing that mitzvah, you also get that mitzvah. And you're still a bar chayuv on the other mitzvah, and avzogin l'fidu ritva. It's not the pshat that you're just pushing off, and it's nitchis because of the first mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah is kemufka l'gamri from every other mitzvah. It's like a dvar reshus. What's the nafkamina? If you're doing the first mitzvah, and you jump to the other mitzvah, do you get schar for that mitzvah? According to the ritva, but pashtus, shouldn't be any schar. Yeah, mekayim the second mitzvah. It's only a dvar reshus. So b'chal, you didn't do a mitzvah. Why? Because since he was potter means potter, so there's no kiyum ha-mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch, Paskin Zazoy, Simen Tov, Ayin Hei, Sifkot Nei. Ochal matzah, if a person is mekayim, the mitzvah of Be'er of Teichel Matzah is by the Seder, Kezayis, Vehu Nichbe B'eshtusay. And he's, at that point, insane, crazy, he has no chiv in a mitzvah. So whether it's matzah or kazayis of any mitzvah, eating in the sukkah, the night of sukkahs, whatever the mitzvah might be, the achah, it's pashas matzah, the betugam helps Pesach, the achagach nisrape, chayiv lechol achash nisrape. If he was metugav the shtangadach at the time that he ate the matzah, so he has to eat another shtickle matzah. Lafisha oisa achila, says the Shulchan Aruch, oisa b'shoshi, shoyi potter mikol ha-mitzvahs. But say, how could he be mekayim the mitzvah? A shoyit is potter from mitzvahs. So memela, we're going to see a turi evan b'negeh evan, but this is stama din b'negeh. Nebuch, a person who's classified as a shoyit, whatever the halach ramifications are. So he eats the matzahs, those fists, and he's not yoytze achiv. And memela, he has to eat the matzah again, if he's nisrapa. Nisrapa, he has to eat the matzah again. That's what the Shulchan Aruch passes. Comes again the Shah Atzi in the Mishnah Brewery, says a Gevaldige Chiddush. Zokter, in Sifkot Lamites, Lafuke Shomer Aveda in Mishamer Es Hames. That's the din by somebody who's a Shaita. But let's say he's Isaac at one mitzvah and he's parted from another mitzvah. He's Shomer Aveda, guarding a lost object. Shomer Hames. He does Shmir and Hames. After who Gam came Potter Oz Mikola Mitzvah. Even if he could do both, as I mentioned to you before, according to many paiskim, if it's a tirchi, he's not mechuyev. Im ochel, oz matzo yotzo yidei chayvosoy dehu ish. A rizik a chiddush that flies in the face, as we'll see in a moment of the Ritva. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion, if you misham rameis or misham raveide, eat matzah, yotzo yachiv, because even though Isaac is pater, but who ish? Based on this mitzvah, he says Isaac is part of a mitzvah, but if you go ahead and you shomer aveda and you eat the matzah, not like the shoyte who's the srap who has to eat matzah again, you're an ish. Hatar asofik when we call mokoi mistapkino im yuchal oz levarich birchas achilas matzah. So like, but I started seeing this like the twilight zone, like nano land. Like on one hand, he's mekayim the mitzvah. On the other hand, there's a shayla about making a bracha. Pashas b'daftas fashtein. If you make a mitzvah, want to make a bracha. So then what will you mekayim? What chiyuv will you mekayim? Well, you could say, and we're going to get to that, and then of course the sheet of the Rambam, and then we'll time as far as making a bracha, and that is a very good kasha, which we'll have to get to later on in the Mishnah Berurah. Why is it different than Nashim? They make a bracha, according to Mimanashach. So, like, you make a bracha, according to Rambam, you want, the Shulchan Aruch, you want. But the kasha is boiled from the Ritva. The Ritva's nusach is Yemufkim and HaMitzvahs. It's Asr Lo Niach, a mitzvah for a Rishus. So, what mitzvah are you Mekayim? Ish. Shabbat is an ish, but he's part of the HaMitzvahs. A shaita is pater, Isaac b'mitzvah is pater. And if we're saying taka now that Isaac b'mitzvah, the chiddush of b'shiftecha, b'veisecha means that yamam is pater legamri, and it's also do the other mitzvahs, how could you become a mitzvah when you're pater? There's no chiv. Why the difference in a shaita? Chayda from Fregin, l'fida ritva, you're mufka ben ha-mitzvahs, so how are you become the mitzvah? So you have to eat it again. And listen to this. Thank you so much for putting this form together. Tshuvas Marach or Zeruah, Chaim or Zeruah, the son of Rabbi Yitzchak or Zeruah, Simon Kuf Pei Gimel. Now, you got it? Any bachurim here? Okay, well, good. Gotta be very careful with this Marach or Zeruah. Only learn it if you're a professional. Don't try it at home unless you're a professional. You'll see in a minute why. Kfizeh. Bochorim, bachurim, haholchim lulmoy teure pturim mikol ha-mitzvahs, kol zman shehem bebeis rabo. He brings the Gemara in Sukkah, Chavov, Chiste, and Rabba Barafuna, hayu pturim kol zman shelo yishomu hadrashe, they were potter from Sukkah. So the Isaac b'mitzvah is potter from every mitzvah. They're learning teure by the Rebbe. When we come back, he writes, "Im yirtzu levorech al hatzitzis, they're parted from tzitzis. Val hatfilin, they're parted from tefillin. But if they want to put it on and make a bracha, yecholim. Mi de dehava anoshim, sheposak abenu tam, zatzal, shanoshim yecholis levorech hakol mitzvah sei shazman gromen." And therefore, he goes on to say, these bachrim, and probably the noshim, but the bachrim that are parted from mitzvahs, Yuchlu lahaitzi b'tkiya shayfer es hachayovim, v'lo yamrin and loyosi hapotar afilu medrabbonim v'yaitzi es hachayiv, d'chol yisrael arevim ze b'ze, u'kadamad b'rosh Hashanah d'chol habochas afa pishu maitzi yaitzi. Make kiddush already, al t'arvis, you can be maitzi somebody else. You're an isha, you're a bachur who's learning, oh, you're a mitzvah patah b'na mitzvah b'ad a rebbe, you're patah from shayfer, you can still blow the shayfer, you maitzi somebody else, al t'arvis. Come to chayis from the Marach of Zeruah, tzveig about the gezachim. The first, oisik b'mitzvah like the Ritva is kemufka mea mitzvahs. He compares it mamish to an isha. She's mufkas from mitzvah seisha as man grome. Aye, how could you be mitzvah with kia shayfa? At the person who's chayiv? You're not even mechuyiv with the rabban, how could you be mitzvah someone who's chayiv with the raisa? Zogder the chol yisrael arevim ze b'ze. Bafal pishe yotze moitzi. Vaisik v'mitzvah. Even though he's mufka from mitzvahs mikol mokom, he's b'chol arvis. So he can moitzi somebody who's chayiv, even if himself is pater. So that's one gevaldike chiddush from the Marach Zeruah, Reb Chaim Zeruah. That the bachur is pater, the isha is ptura. The bachur is pater because his oisik is pater, he's mufka v'na mitzvahs, just like the Ritva. But he can relate to somebody else's tekiyah shofar, and he can make a bracha on his tzitzis and on his tefillin. Because even though Isaac is pater, even if he's mufka for the mitzvah, there's a klal of arvis that makes it somebody else. Like if you make kiddush, you can make it somebody else. Atzveit ezach. If he wants to do the mitzvah anyway, he's pater my mitzvah. So he's pater from tzitzis and tefillin. He wants to make a bracha on the tzitzis, on the tefillin, he can do so. Me did I have a nosh? Where Rabbeinu Tam paskins nosh mechayel zavorach hamitzvah shas mangro. Oy bazoi, the Marach or Zeruah is lining up with the Ritva that yamamish mufka, and the reason why you can mitzvah somebody else is because of arvis, and a bracha you can recite as well. Klo, das is nish vidi b'shtabrura vidi shangatzin. Isaac for mitzvah who ate matzah could be Yetzir Schiv. According to Maracha Zeruah, Avada is not Yetzir Schiv. Because at the time that he's Isaac in the mitzvah, he's Mufka Lagamri from the other mitzvah. He's like an Isha, who's Ptura, mitzvah Seisha, as man Grami. Zokta Ture Yavin, in Rosh Hashanah Chav Chesam and Aleph, Duramas Kalimo, the Eved. An Eved did a mitzvah while it was an Eved that he's Potter from doing, as man Grami. Uboy bayoyim nishtachrer, klo yotzo yidei chivosoy, b'mash osa mitzvah shohoy evet. So l'chayra, Turi Ovid also seems to be siding with this. According to the Mishnah Brura, it's a gvaldik achidish, the Shara Tzion, a person's Isaac b'mitzvah, he's a shomer aved, a shomer meis, and he's pata mikol ha-mitzvahs. If he eats matzah, he's yotzei eschiv. Shail, if you make a bracha. So now, Vaita. What's that shail if you make a bracha? Let me just finish. I want to hear what you have to say. Give me one moment. What's the shail if he's potter in a bracha? Avada. Paskadi like Rabbeinu Tam. Or Paskadi like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. We're classifying him as an Isha. Mr. Shazman Grom who's doing a mitzvah. Well, do you make a bracha? You don't make a bracha if you're not mitzvah v'isa. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you make a mitzvah, a bracha, like an Isha. And if you're following the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that say beferich, you don't make a bracha, and Isha doesn't make a bracha, I'm not getting it into the Goyin Hashem, it's Yivon, that's a different piece. So you don't make a mitzvah. So what's the Sofag Mishnah Brura? Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm being a
Shomer
and I walk into a room, and
yeah,
I walk away from it, then I'm a
Chayiv still. You have to know what's considered a Shomer Aveh.
No, okay, but I'm saying,
is, there's no walking away. Kol Zman Yishomer, it's in your possession.
Okay.
What do you mean, Zunishu Saddam, you didn't pick it up?
No.
So you're not a Chayiv in a
Shomer Aveh. No, I take it Aveh. I put it in, I find it, then I walk away, I go someplace.
I don't understand. You're Shem Avedi when you're walking away.
What? No,
you're Shem Avedi the entire time. No, not Shem Avedi when you're logically, logistically. That's called a Shem Avedi. You have an Achrayus to return that object.
That's
still a Shem Avedi. That's still a Shem Avedi.
Avada,
it's still a Shem Avedi. That's a classical case of Shem Avedi. That's a classical case of Shem Avedi. What about the case of Efshalasis Al Yidei Shneim? You could do both.
No, I'm saying if you do...
Tell me better. I'm just asking another question.
Do
both.
Let me interrupt. There you go.
Sure.
I find an Aveda. Mm-hmm. I pick it up. I put it down. Mm-hmm. 3 days later, I'm in a different country.
Mm-hmm.
Am I still...
Pasha is still a Shomer Aveda.
So I'm still part of all Mitzvah.
That's right. And I'll tell you another thing. It's the din. I can't argue with the din. That's not lacha. And it's the same thing with an oinein. Hello, an oinein is part of the mitzvahs. Why are you part of the mitzvahs?
You're
Isaac in the
kfir. You know, when you're being Isaac.
I'm asking you a question. No, absolutely wrong. Wrong. Absolutely wrong.
Absolutely right.
Of course not. You're eating lunch, Isaac in the mitzvah of kfir? Absolutely, totally, 100% wrong. Not to insult you. I don't know who you are. You seem like a very nice fellow. But the bottom line is you're wrong.
Not so nice.
You seem like a very nice fellow. You're asking very politely. Avada, you're wrong, because the bottom line is that an oinin, in fact, there's a shiloh, does he ever put on tefillin if it's 3 days drawn out, 4 days? I was an oinin with my father from Erev Shabbos until the Kfur in Eretz Yisrael on Monday afternoon, and I was not on Shabbos doing anything. But I had a din of an oinin. I wasn't Isaac in this Kfurah. And when I'm flying on the plane or I'm eating lunch, I'm Isaac the Kfurah. Because that's a different din in Hilchos Aveda. We're not getting into that. But that's a din in Aveda.
If I walked away from a mitzvah, so that, of a
Shabbat, what is your first? What is your first name?
What?
What is your first name?
I'm not going to say.
No, I'm not going to say anything. I'm saying Rabbi Yitzchak is for another time. That's all. It's for a different time. I hear what you're saying, but it's for a different time because this isn't negate what we're saying. Shem Aveda doesn't have to be 24/7 completely with. And I'm saying now the Rechorim would say that even if it's a tircha, you don't have to go do the other thing. Al Kapanim. So the kasha on the Sharatzi and the Mishnah Brura, if I'm good, I'm not saying it's a ginat, but that's not this nakuda. The kasha on the Mishnah Brura Sharatzi is from the Marachar Zeruah and from the Ritva. I go, I'm going to get kasha. You're a shaita, you're part of from the mitzvah, you eat the matzah, you have to eat it again. Shememei, Shemer Aveda, Isaac Potter, if you ate it, you ate Tziachiv. And he has a shayla about a brach. Bottom shach. According to the Zeruah, the Marachar Zeruah, and according to the Ritva. You're mufka from the mitzvah of the gamri. That's why Shaykh is supposed to the mitzvah. And they're comparing it to Nashim, the Apturais. And Elamai Shal about making a bracha. Well, how does Mishabura, how does the Sharetzion paskin? How does Mishabura paskin with Noshe? Mitzvah Shasman Grama. Mamachta bracha Melisha. Nayazach. Mamachta bracha Melishkin bracha. If it's if you pass like Rabbeinu Tam, you make a bracha, and if not, that Mendy, what we say?
Shait is not a bar chiyuvim. The one who's Isaac.
Good, so that's what he said. The word ish, but we see from the Maracha is a ruha, and we see from the Ritva not that way. That Isaac is potter legamri mufka. Okay. Sagamol and Zvachem edaf yutes.
Is he like the enemy to Isaac?
Well, they're comparing it right now to an isha. That's what they're saying. So, I mean, obviously, down the road, we're going to have to develop that there's a chiyuv, there's a ptur, there's a rishus, there's some element of a mitzvah, and we're going to have to touch it up, and I hope we have enough time to do so, that, you know, what does patur legamri mean? So far from the Ritva, and from the Maracha Zerua, patur legamri means patur legamri, mufka b'ra mitzvahs, ad kidei kach, going to the Ritva, that it's osur. That's why you need a dos. That's why you need a posik. And then what do you need a posik for? Look, the Ritva, you need a pasuk for this. You're doing one mitzvah, you're doing another mitzvah, it's the shayla. So you would think it's the yechilus to do it. He says, no, asa lo niach, that first mitzvah, because the second mitzvah is a rishus. That's mamish mufka. Ain't a mitzvah v'isa, clearly. Fine. So, Isha, I mean, down the road, maybe there should be a three-part series, because there's a lot to talk about. And many wants me to say some other zachim, whatever, but you're asking a very good kasha. Because obviously there's any mitzvah v'isa, and we're saying now a chiddush that an isha or a bachur who went to learn can be mitzi als arvus tkiya shayfa. So you have to have some element of chiyuv involved over there, and that's the union of the bracha. Why he holds the bachur can put on tzitzis and make a bracha and fill it. On them kemesh bachur bracha if you mufka legamri, and noshim are making a bracha for some kind of connection. You know, the Gemara says in Kedushin, Godel Mitzvah Vaisa, Mishayna Mitzvah. That doesn't say, what are you saying, Godel Mitzvah Vaisa? You're not doing anything. If you're any Mitzvah Vaisa, Tuz Gomish. The Vaisa Chis Tuz Tepes Yah. You're not Mitzvah. So we'll have to get to that, but you're saying good. Gemara in Zvachim and Afyutes, Amin Aleph. Boy Reb Zela. Boy Reb Zela. Tfilin Mahu Shiachutsu. The Shaila is, B'negeh Akayim. Who's doing the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Levim b'shiram, levim b'duchan, yisov ha-mamadon, pturin min ha-tfila, u-min ha-tfila. My love, iminuchu enoi choytzetzos. Loi, iminuchu choytzetzos. Zogt Rashi. From tfilin, the kaim alon, ha-isik b'mitzvah, potem min ha-mitzvah. Zogt the zede, the Karen Oira, Rabbi Yanofsky knows it's the zede, because my mom is angezund, what did she give for mitzvah presents? The Karen Oira. What ain't look at the Karen Oira? So she buys out all the Karen Ayras. I'm always been the big ones, now it's the smaller ones. But Lamai said the Karen Ayra. So Zok the Zayda the Karen Ayra. For that Kasha. Hey, he's all Kadaita Chlamemel, the Baisa. The Kayanim, the Meniach Tfilin, Ein Chaitzatzis. The Pturim and that Tfilin. It's Isaac Mitzvah, Potab and Amitzvah. How could it be Kagufe? They're not Mekayim any Mitzvah, they're not wearing anything. To my Belaidel, the Mandiyama loves Man Tfilin, the Pshita lay the Chaitzi. Kevin is man potteru. Achinami b'shas avoida. The b'mitzvah ka'asik u potter amai lo yechusu. Fek the gevaldige kasha. Now, I just want to bring up our aura for my b'mitzvah shetel. I mean, now we're talking about personal things. B'mitzvah shetel was the Igros Moshe Zatzal. You remember your b'mitzvah shetel? You remember? You don't remember your b'mitzvah shetel? I remember my b'mitzvah shetel. It was about, if you find Phil in the middle of the street and it's Shabbos, you put on one pair or two pairs, and l'chayra to protect the tefillin. So I mean, are you kind of mitzvah of tefillin?
There's no other peshat, by the way. That's the only peshat.
It was five pages in Yiddish. Oh, it's gavaldik. Memorized. Okay, very good. I'm happy. I feel good. Al kol panim. So I mean, it's not a zaitigah ha'or over there. They don't clear, is it considered carrying or not carrying, wearing, not wearing, is it bottled to the goof? Okay, but this is the Karen Ayres Kasha. The Karen Ayres Kasha is, how could you say that, is it sad to say that the tefillin are not chaytzeitz, oisik is potter, it's like wearing tefillin at night, and the man, of course it's chaytzeitz, it's not kagufa dummy. If it's a mitzvah, you make a mitzvah, the tefillin become part of you. But if you don't make a mitzvah, it's not part of you.
What was on first?
Oh, that's also a shayla, but let's, either way. Because that was my son's b'mitzvah pshat. The mitzvah is to wear the tefillin, not to put on the tefillin. Again, they go fine, like a bias with a mezuzah. Can't you talk to Zal Bazach, although nobody was there really. My mother probably didn't remember. Okay, fine, I'll kupon him. Zok to Kerenoi Raze. You have to be mechalik. The Laila Zman Pturhu Legamri. Laila is al Zman Tfilin. It has no shaykhis to putting on Tfilin. Aval Oisik b'mitzvah Zman Chiyufu, he writes. When you're Oisik in a mitzvah, the Zman is still a Zman Chiyufu Hanochas Tfilin. Vim Rotzo Lo Anichon Meiniach U Mitzvah Ka'ovid. Shapar Aminon Kegubadomi. So from the Karenayim is mashma that even though Isaac mitzvah is potem and a mitzvah, there's still a kiyum of a mitzvah. But according to the Ritva and the Marach or Zorua, we say beferish Isaac mitzvahs is potem for the second mitzvah yumufka legamri. It's a dvar rishus. So according to the Karenayim, how could you say that if you put on the tefillin it's not chaitzitz, you potem from the tefillin? But you're Isaac in the mitzvah, so it's like the Zelot Bepturah of Laila. That's what they're saying. You're Mufka Legamri, Ad Kedei Kach, that it's also to do the other mitzvah, because you may niach a mitzvah for a Dvar Rishus. So Lachari, you couldn't say Kegufa Domi, like by Laila. According to Man Yom, Allah's Man Tefillin. It's Pashit that it's going to be Chaitzes. His man is Potter. Shalos, the Tshuvas Oynik Yom Tefar Achaim, Simim Emalav. He brings a Raya, Isaac mitzvah is considered a Bar Chayuva for the second mitzvah. He just says, Kidma mitzvah rishonish Isaac ba. So, even though the Marach or Zeruah and the Ritva are so stark, the Kerenor obviously doesn't learn that way, the Sharatzin doesn't learn that way, and now I'm telling you, he also doesn't learn that way. Enig Yomtiv. What does the Marach or Zeruah write? He writes, Isaac b'mitzvah. If he wants to make a brach on the tzitzis and on the tefillin, the bochum are learning by the Rebbe, he can do so. Me did a hava noshim where Rabbeinu Tam paskids noshim can make a bracha amitzvah shez man grama. The Ramah Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Simin Yud Zayin Sivkot and Beis paskins concerning noshim with the mitzvah of tzitzis umukom mokoyim im reitzim laatfoy ulevorech olov harishus piyodom. Kamei bishar amitzvah shez man grama. So he says the Ramah that if women want to wear, don't tell us to anybody. It's all private information in the house. But according to the Ramah, if women want to put on tzitzis, they can make a brach on the tzitzis, like any mitzvah shez man grama. Zok the goyin and sifkat and dalit, kiri v'rash the noshim samchais rishus. And even though he writes, stam mishnah, it's not like that sheet, the mekamokim maiserav b'chagiga, b'erevin, and the Rambam, and not like the Yerushalmi, that Noshim Samchas. So what do we see from this? That even though Noshim up Tura is from Mitzvah Seishma as Man Grome, but Mitairas Rishus, and that's what answering what you were saying before. You can't just say that Mufka Legamri from the Mitzvah, it's like a monkey doing a Mitzvah, a monkey doesn't make a bracha. Even though they're Pturais, but there's something called Rishus Biyoda, the Hainu, that they are doing a mitzvah mitam rishus, and it can be mekayim the mitzvah in that oifin, like smicha of noshim, samechus rishus. How can they do smicha rishus? Well, that's why they can make a bracha mitzvah shas man groma, because mitoris rishus the mekayim is the mitzvah. And I want to take it a step further, because even according to the Rambam that noshim can't make a bracha mitzvah shas groma, what does the Goyin say in Talmud Torah Yud Zayin? What's the reason why? V'tzivach kra. How could they say Hashem Kitchanu b'mitzvah of Vitzivanu? Because they can't say the word Vitzivanu. But the Etzem HaMitzvah, the Amikayim, Miteres Rishus. Maybe this is similar to the sheet of the Goyin that I once gave a shir, I'm almost familiar with. The sheet of the Goyin not brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought in Ma'aser Rav. That if you eat matzah, you kaim a mitzvah deraisa, the whole Pesach, he calls it a mitzvah de Rishus. Chiv is Berav Teichlu Matzahs, or Amatzim Rem Yechlu. But according to the Gaon, it's brought in Maaser Rav, if you eat matzah, the whole Yom Tov, you makayim a mitzvah dirishus. In fact, the Gaon was makbid, as people know, to make shalashudis achron shel Pesach. Because the last time you became the mitzvah of achilas matzah, dirishus. So we got a couple of groups to make it. You got Sudas Mashiach, you got a Nilas Achag, and you got the Suda of the Gra, that they would bedavki eat matzah to become the mitzvah of dirishus. Now, he has a problem with a bracha because of tzivanu, but there's still a keem of a mitzvah. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a tells the kind of spalt over here. On one end, we're saying they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. They can't say sheker kitchanu because there's no tzivanu, but there is a keem of a mitzvah to rishus. That's an afkemina. Even according to Rambam, the notion don't make a bracha on zman grome, like the goyin says, because they can't say vitzivanu. But if they become the mitzvah mitaras rishus, you know what the din would be? They would make a shechiyon. Noshim up turois from various mitzvahs, but a yoyster being mekayim a mitzvah mitaras rishus. So even though they wouldn't make a bracha of the mitzvah because they can't say vitzivanu, but a yoyster be they pam bapam, they wouldn't make a shechiyonu. And he says it's no different than a pre chadosh or a beged chadosh. Make a shechiyonu on that. So why not make a bracha on a mitzvah that comes every once in a while? It's not constantly there. That's mitaras rishos. Enough for a shechiyonu. Can't say vitzivonu. Mashen kein birchas zman shaper hein chayav es levarach. Why? Kevon shmitaras rishos hein mekayim eses hamitzvah. So the chiv of shechiyonu is no different. Like gora kiyam a mitzvah for the mitaras rishos mipri chadosh ubeget chadosh. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Tzitzis, Halacha Tes, Noshim Vavodim Vektanim Pturim Min Hatzitzis Min HaTeir. Noshim Vavodim Sherotzu Lis'atev Petzitzis Mis'atvim B'loi Brocha. Zokter Raim V'davka Petzitzis Shem Behem Klein, because there's no Esedech Elois Haseh. And there are all the Chalik didn't say even a Brocha you can make, says the Raim V'yei Shechalik V'maf Brocha. V'yei Meshigam HaBrocha Rishus. Zokter Kesev Mishneh, Mashikosev Betchila Davka Petzitzis Shem Behem Klein, Pashit. Rambam didn't have to write that. He holds that we also. It's not that the Rav is being mechadish, and the Rambam doesn't hold. Women can wear tzitzis, but not with klein, because not mekayim mitzvah say derais, it's a derchalois, I say. But according to the Rav, you can make a bracha. But there's a Rambam, a Rav, and I apologize for not looking at it, so I know you spent a lot of time to copy it. The Rav, in his Pirush on Toyas Koyanim, the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, he writes like this. Ve'ein b'nois Yisrael soimkois b'mnei shehi avoides b'kotchim d'smicha b'chol koicha b'ina. Seemingly, they don't have the ability to be soimich b'chol koicha. V'rivarash oimim noshim soimchis v'shus. Writes the Rav, ikaman d'yom aladas rivarash afilu smicha g'doyla alav muteris b'noshim. Shkach nosnu b'toril ha'noshim choyvu l'noshim r'shus. V'noshim doimim l'noshim l'chol mitzvah zasei shaz mangroma av apish yish b'yis v'toira k'goin tzitzis shol tcheles l'noshim v'odo mari. Sakli Abba Lozer, Pamachas Hoyalonu, it's the Maisa Shahoya, Ego, Shal Zifche Shlomim, Vaitzil as his Noshim, the Sum Kol of Noshim, Maklina Mesechta, Khagigo, Damrinam, Akifu Yedaichu, Hosam Mishim Shloyalem Chelik the carbon, Elisha Noshim, Yema Krivim, Shinachas Ruach, the Noshim, they allowed them to do Smicha, Avla Noshim, Amakriva is Isa Smicha, Kanoshim Lari, even though it's avoided Bekotchim. V'ikaman diyomid afil adas rivarash lo yisharinu l'noshim l'mebat isa derayis mishim ditu v'smicha shari v'noshim elol ha'kfayis yideyem to strengthen them k'maisa da'ab elos and k'maisa we just mentioned. Says the Rav of Mustavra Kapir Shehu d'soim chayisteri chomokim in aloha kari. So the question is, can they do smicha, not do smicha? And he brings down Ein ma'akvin es ha'tinoik es milskoya, ha'noshim ma'akvin, mishum shvus t'tkiya. So vayis t'chus, we don't hold this way. So what do you see from the Rav? According to the Rav in Rash, noshim ha'soim ches as a rishus, smicha gedin v'chol koichoy, and there's an isser of klayim that it becomes mutter to the noshim and the tzitzis. And this is the Rav, it writes, b'hasogis, t'lehut the tzitzis, the noshim elo kish'ein bo klayim, his kavona is, like teres koyanim, so we're getting to an understanding, according to the Raivan and according to the Gro, that Soimchos Rishus is Bedin Bechol Koichoi, Mashenking the Raven and Teres Koyanim and the Ran, we start seeing whether it's Osir or not. The Nusach of Asher Kitshanu says the Goyim. There's this third level of Rishus, which is a key of some type of mitzvah, and has a shaykhis to a bracha. So according to the Gro, like the Rambam, this machloikis of soimchen and not soimchen, soimchois, is really totally as to whether or not there's any kind of kima mitzvah at all. So let me just try to explain this in a nutshell with the little time that's left. The chiddush that we're trying to say is that mufka legamri is one matzav. According to the Shaar HaTzion, he's concurring with the Keren Ora and others, possibly the Rambam, that there is some connection to a mitzvah, even if the individual is potter, because Isaac mitzvah is potter mina mitzvah. But we start to get a sense that there's something called a mitzvah de rishus, where there may be a shayla of kitchonah b'mitzvaysav, but there could be a kiyum ha-mitzvah. Where nashim can be mekayim a mitzvah that's man gromo, and they still make a bracha on zman. If we're saying it's b'chalal nothing, then what does the Gemara mean that a person who's ain a mitzvah vice is greater than mitzvah vice? He's not greater. There's no competition. There's no connection. He's mitzvah vice. He's not mitzvah vice. There's a lot to talk about over here. But what you see from the Ritva and from Aracha Zeruha, different than the Shaar HaTzion, is that a person who's Oisik b'mitzvah is potel legamri from the other mitzvah. And that it's also to do that mitzvah. Because you may niach a mitzvah say deraisa, you're doing a rishos. Asher al kein, and if I get into the next piece, it'll go for half an hour, so I'll have to just pretty much cut it here, in this inyan. Asher al kein, I'd like to say the following, suggest the following. That once we are dealing with mufka legamri, so there's no nafkamin if it's kumvasei or shaval taisa. What was Akash in the Pnei Yeshua? Akash in the Pnei Yeshua was, Pnei Yeshua wants to know what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. Oisik mitzvah is potter min ha-sukkah, it's potter from every mitzvah. Chiddush the Pnei Yeshua, sukkah is different because of the fact that sukkah is a kumvasei, there's an isser vasei. You're sleeping, you're drinking, you're eating outside the sukkah. And they go, that's a gevaldik Chiddush. Hashenkei shevval taisa, a person doesn't say kriya shema, it's b'shevval taisa, doesn't blow shayfa, b'shevval taisa, oisik is potter. Hamigafrexa, where's that minani mili from Krishma? Krishma is totally different. I want to say that if you're mufka legamri from the mitzvah, so that means you're mufka legamri. It's not mean if it's kumvase, if it's sheval taisa. There is no mitzvah, it's a dvar
rishus. That's the whole kashiv.
No, so now I want to say that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That you would have thought that when it's like Kriya Shema, and the pshat is it's mufke, so Mamela, the pasuk tells you, b'shiftcha b'veisacha, you're part of another mitzvah, you can't do the other mitzvah. But a kumva asei, nisra asei, ad kedei kach, zok de mishnah ad kedei kach. Because the Mishnah is underscoring the Ritva and the Marachor Zeruah. That once you put the legamri, you mufka legamri. Ad kedei kach, that even if it's a kumba, I say you mufka legamri.
But you only see that it's part of from the shevel tassadikadish.
Right. You're saying the valdik, but that's what I'm trying to say. That is the chiddush of the Tana, the Mishnah. That it's not just stam a kriyash madikad din by shevel taisa. It's a din like the Ritva and Marachos Zeruah say, and that's why you need a pasik. Because I'm then what you need a pasik for. It's a pasuk d'svara. You're doing one mitzvah, why should you do the other mitzvah? Comes again, a pasuk. It's also to do the other mitzvah. You're mufka legamri. And that's the chiddush. Mufka legamri, mufka legamri. What do I care if the control is passive sheval taisa? Or it's kumvasei. I don't care. Mufka is mufka. Mufka meant it's a dvar rishus. Mufka meant to eat in the sukkah and to drink in the sukkah is a dvar rishus. So if I'm mufka legamri, there's no yisur asei. It's also mufka legamri. And that's guva the chiddush of the Mishnah. Now, Yeshua is bothered. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? even though it's kumbase. According to the Ritvon, called the Marach or Zerua, Rabbi Yitzchak or Zerua, that Mufka Lagamri, the Pasuk, teaches us that Pasuk is no mitzvah, and you walk away and it's awesome to leave that mitzvah for the next mitzvah, if it's a greater mitzvah, Mufka is Mufka. Obviously, the Sharetzin doesn't learn that way. The Rambam, the Goyin, Noshim Soinchais, there's this other Mahalach of some kind of Kiyama mitzvah. So going back to the Mishnah Berurah, like somebody said before, you're a shaita. A shaita is takim ufka legam. He has no shaychas to mitzvahs. What's a shaita doing? A maisa kaif. But a person who's oisik b'mitzvah, and he's patim in a mitzvah, avad is a rishus. We said you can make a shechayonu according to the goyim. That has to be sharply defined, and if there was more time, we can do it. But I'm satisfied, at least to suggest to you, that Mishnah Berurah can also be worked out. The Sharetzion, Shemar Aveda, Shema HaMeis, he eats the matzah, he's Yaisa, because there's this concept of Rishus. He's an Ish, and he stresses that he's an Ish. Elamai, the Kasha with the Bracha, okay, I don't know why he doesn't pass, even like Rabbeinu Tamar, according to Rashi. According to Rabbeinu Tamar, according to the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam. Okay, Adkan this shtickle. Amending my entire. I remember this started, we're not giving a full hour pilpul show when Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum was nifta. And he asked me to say something about Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum, and then he has to say a little different. I want to tell you a chiddush. It's a murder rabbi of Gifta, and he never said it. How do you like that? Isn't that interesting? He told me a vort, but I hold it say shtickel, and I'm touching up what he said. Mechias Amolek is a very Jewish thing. Remember not to forget. What are you remembering? We don't even know who Amalek is today. The pile we can, Sancheirav messed things up. No, we knew one Amaleki. Haman Arusha. That's it. You can claim all you want who's Amalek. We don't exactly know who's Amalek. So the Rebbeinu Shem gave us a mitzvah that we can't even define how to be mekayem the mitzvah. And what is this mitzvah of Zechiras, Machias, Amalek? If we wouldn't talk about Amalek for 10 daras, nobody would remember Amalek. His name is obliterated. Who talks about Amalek? I was once in South Africa giving a shir, so a guy said, Amalekites. I guess that's how you say it in English, an Amalekite. Who knows about the Amalekites? The guys in South Africa, nobody knows about Amalekite. And the ganze holach yelach of Amalek, we kenish vashtein. Kenish vashtein. Aniv afsi oid, he's going to cool off that batya, mayim reischim. Kill himself in the process. There's no cheshbon to Amalek. He's not waging war for revenge. And not for territory. It's the Midbar. It's the Malam and Ashir. You know, there's something called the Geneva Convention, which means a conventional way of going to war. And the Geneva Convention is predicated that you're talking about conventional, sane people. But mitarabat is no Geneva Convention, favos. But the Nazis, there wasn't Geneva, because they're not conventional. They'll go to war, if they run out of bullets, they'll take a knife, hack off their arm, and whack the guy with the arm. You can't fight with such people. There's no convention. Amalek had no Geneva Convention. Amalek was unconventional. L'malam and Ashil, l'malam and Gvul, v'fishtek Amalek. The Torah HaKadosh says, Parshas B'shalach v'yilochem and Yisrael b'rafidim. It's not just a geographic location. Rafi, Yidem Shal Yisrael, but Torah Mitzvahs, they were weakened in Torah Mitzvahs. Abishtek Mishnah, what Nakuda? They weren't eating Chol Yisrael, they were eating Glat Kosher, they were going on a cruise on Pesach. Where was the Rifian in Torah Mitzvahs? So Rav Gifter didn't ask these questions, he just gave a statement once. Amalek is a contraction of Omel Kuf, like the Rogachava. That's what I said. Amalek is Omel Kuf. Abamedema Bachob Getai Shtagan Shishtikul Tera. Elgut. Vosetos Amalek, Amalkuf. Chazal say, Eina idoima hashayna pirkei meil amev echad. Ad kidei kach that someone to say the extra time is like he learned another 100 times. Why not 63 and 64, 69 and 70? Why not 99 and 100? That's more defined. Eina idoima hashayna pirkei 99 lameya. The 100 is a sign of accomplishment. You set a goal and you learned Marcus 100 times. Now it's time to go to Chulun. 100th mo. 101 is the greatest semo of igvo, of ishur, l'malamen agvo, l'malamen ashir. You're learning it 101 times? That means there's no set limitation. That means you're surpassing every expectation. As Maran Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzalos Yortzeit was just recently, and Moshe Feinstein Zatzalos Yortzeit, they started learning. It was L'malam and Ashir, L'malam and Akvul. Rabbi Yankov, when he came to Munsik, he do it. It was a letter from the supervisor of the county. We welcomed the rabbi in his twilight retirement years. I had to retire. He retired, Rabbi Yankov. That's his Galilei HaTorah, and then the Berah Goyle, and running to Eretz Yisrael, you understand, for the Knesset HaGdolah, for what do they call it, the Knesset HaGdolah. He retired again. We don't retire. It starts with the first Mishnah, Amos HaKar and Krishma. That's Enei Dei Mashen Pirkei, because this one is learning with limitation, self-imposed limitation, a goal, Ad Kedei Kach V'Sumloi. So the Gantz Leonin is Azai. When there is l'malam anakvul, l'malam anashir, whatever the Rebbe Hashem gives me, time and years, and seichel, like when my Rebbe Reb Chaim Steinsatz, I used to say, koyach mit the bayach, he would ask me for a bracha, koyach mit the mayach. You'll have koyach with the mayach, you're going to keep on learning. But say, it's shenap galeon, because okshia, as I feel mo, ein eidei ma'ashen epirkel me'avecha. So I wanted to taina that Amalek took what was lacking in Klal Yisrael and used it against them. Amalek is the name of the nemesis. We look at Amalek and we are Amal Kuf. Rav Yudim she saw by Torah Mitzvahs was the limitation of Amal Kuf. So Amalek went and he was Leicham Umachamo, Lamalam and Agvul, Lamalam and Ashir. Unconventionally. It made no sense. There was no rationale. It wasn't in the box. It wasn't Shaykh to retribution and to revenge and to territory and to power. Leicham Zayn Lamalam and Ashir, Lamalam and Agvul. That's Mechias Amalek! Don't be complacent! You give tzedakah, you learn Torah, you daven something up. Don't be complacent. Be moicher amolik and zich. Amolik is amil kuf. It's the limitation. Self-imposed limitation. And there are many cheshbonis, the achronim and rishonim talk about what mechias amolik is according to the chinuch, according to the Rambam, to hate rishonim. Many, many cheshbonis. But this is a very contemporary cheshbon. We live in a dar of self-imposed limitation. Some of the younger people say, I worked out, I did it wrong, it's time for other people to do it. They're 32 years old. They're burnt out at 32. How could you be burnt out at 32? But if Alamol Steigim, if Alamol, what's Pshat Binyan Adayed? I always tell Chosin in college, try to tell them, Pshat Binyan Adayed? A building's going to last forever? No building lasts forever. You think your marriage is going to last for 1,000 years? You're going to live for 1,000 years? But Binyan Adayed means Shtendig Boyin. You should be in Binyan mode. That this relationship and the growth and the home should be Alamol Boyin, 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 Boyin. That's Keneged Amalek. That's Mechias Amalek. So if you want to have a contemporary understanding of Mechias Amalek, it's a self-imposed limitation that we in society put on ourselves. When you see any gadol, any tzaddik, any rebbe, any rav, any rosh yeshiva that accomplishes, because pashut there's no limit. It's beyond limitation. And everything they do is like, actually, Yuchel Lispar, Avraham Avinu is taken out. The Chafetz Chaim says, what's he starting to count for? He's never going to finish. That's our job. Davgin weiter and weiter. The Choshevah, Talmidei Chachamim on the Lomdim from, I'm missing some of the fellows that are also normally here fight a little bit, but all the Chashva Lomdim should take it continue, Shtagin and Lelman, Mechamta Shalteris, Chodei Reise, with a Gishmaket, with a Bren, Admei Vesum Shana, Gazunta Heit, and we should all be Zeche together to get the Pshat and the Pnei Yeshua from the Pnei Yeshua Lane, with the coming of Mashiach Tzadkeinu, Meir Yamin.
Shkayach.
So good to see you. Don't go over.